Welcome to Expect Increase, where mindset and sales meet. This is episode 75, how you can help your fellow sisterpreneur. Hi, I'm Sherit Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group, where I'm the lead web designer and marketing strategist. What we do is we help business owners convert traffic to more clients, followers, and engagement. You can get more information at digitalinnovationmg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, by Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Sherit. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hello, everyone. My name is Rashana Price. I am a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe everyone has something awesome to give to the world, and I help you do that through the services I offer, speaking, coaching, and training. You can learn more about me at RashanaPrice.com.
Cool. So we're talking about how we can help a fellow sisterpreneur. And offline, we were talking about, how we can really collaborate and how we can take more of a, here, let me help you out for approach versus a, I can't believe you're doing that approach. And just to give you an example of what I mean, there's two very successful African-American female entrepreneurs that I guess I friended them in another life, because sometimes you have those Facebook friends and you don't know how you friended them or whatever, how you guys are connected. But we must have been in the same place or same space, and I friended them. And I just noticed in their posts, they're very polarizing, because a lot of coaches teach about writing polarizing posts to kind of interrupt the flow. So if everyone's saying they love Facebook, you write a post about why Facebook, how you didn't make any money on Facebook, and how LinkedIn is where it's at. So, but their polarizing posts are more of, I can't believe y'all do this, and some of y'all, this is why you're not making no money, this is not why you're not successful, and, you know, you're doing this and you're doing that, you're not taking your business serious. And so it's a very negative feeling to it. Now, if you're the kind of person with the mindset of, well, I know what works for me, and I know who I am, whatever, and it wouldn't bother you. But if you're someone that, you know, that very vulnerable beginning stage where you don't know what you're doing and you're like, oh my gosh, you're very subconscious, these are the kind of people that I could see being sucked into programs by women like that, who put out, even men, who put posts out there like that to make you feel small. To take your mistakes and just magnify them and show you how ridiculous they are. But if you get into my program, I will show you how you can reverse that. So you,
yeah.
What I find, you know what I mean?
On the weak. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right. And then you get into their program, and then all of a sudden you're starting to second guess everything you do. And that means you give them even more money to work at a higher level with that person, and then you look up and you find yourself, God forbid, $5,000 to $10,000 later, and you don't know you're behind from a hole in the wall, because you have built your whole business on the validation of this coach or person or mentor or whatever. And we've talked about this before, that when you're coaching someone, you're really helping people, you want them to be empowered to think for themselves. You want to be able to open their mind and uncover ideas and opportunities and possibilities for themselves, so they're not always coming to you for validation. They may want to say, hey, what do you think about this? But this is what I'm thinking about doing, instead of, what should I do? Oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
And absolutely. Because
if your person is coming to you and they always want to know what should they do, you're not really helping them. But if they're coming to you and their mind is open, their mind is blown, and they're like, hey, this is what I'm doing, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you just give them a little, you know, show them a few little potholes on the road and say, okay, but just make sure you make that turn on the left. You know what I mean? And that's really empowering. So that's what we're talking about, how to help a sister out. Because I saw this with two prominent African-American coaches, and I'm like, we got to stop this. We got to help each other out. I don't want you to feel like I have to be your person to approve and validate your business. I'm just here to help and guide you. And this is what Rashana does too. And so, you know, we thought this would be a great topic, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like, and your passion around it is because of the frustration of business models that prey on the weak. And especially in the arena where of coaching, where everyone today will say, like, I'm a coach and I can help you. And I can help you scale your business, and I can help you get to six figures or seven figures. And they themselves may not even be making that. And if they are, right. They may not have a sustainability model behind it. So, so then they prey on you to then be their source for money. Like, I know that I've gotten enough of you to believe that I can help you so that you'll pay into every program that I have. And while, yeah, like that makes the money. If you're listening out there and you're trying to build a business, or you're building a business and you're trying to figure out who do I want to work with, I believe you should be working with coaches that want to work themselves out of a job with you. Like, there is the long-term model is maintenance, check-ins, maybe you're a part of an ongoing circle at a minimum amount of money that you can then, that's within your budget, but re-upping for programs that are $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 every couple months, once a year, to go back through the program again may not be what you're looking for. Or if it is, and they're using these polarizing tactics, be aware that when you see those posts out there, that is a part of a marketing strategy that that might not necessarily be your specific story.
Exactly. And just being able to know the difference between someone who is really, really trying to help you versus someone who just wants to make you feel like crap so that they can come in and, you know, pull the curtain over your head. And so I look at ways that, okay, how can we help out other sisters out here who are trying to make their businesses grow? And we've already talked about how to go from employee to entrepreneur, but now you're already out there, okay? So you're no longer an employee. You're out there in business, and you're like, okay, what do I do? And there are so many ways that you can really look at women. You can either start locally. You can start mentoring. You can become like a SCORE mentor where you can with them it's a little different. I guess you can't pinpoint. But if you start like networking and you see another African-American female that's out there that's behind your progress as far as someone who's just starting and may not be as advanced as you, take that person under your wing. I've done that where there was someone who joined my group and she wanted to talk to me because, for one, she and I were the only two African-Americans in the group. And two, you know, she just wanted to know some opinions about what she should do about some things. And I was able to help her by turning her on to some resources and people that I knew that can possibly help her get speaking engagements and things like that. It didn't take anything out of my pocket or, you know, out of my hand to do that. But I wanted her to know that I'm a resource for her and I'm there to help her. And there's someone that I know that can help her, you know, I will introduce her to that person. So there's things you can do locally in a networking group. If you're a part of an organization, typically these are mostly female organizations where you may have someone who just started out and they're a deer in the headlights. And what would it cost you to take that person to lunch or have it, you know, go meet them for coffee and give them a few tidbits to help them get out of that haze so they can get energized, you know, even more and go forward in their business. And it could be as much as giving them a phone call of someone that you know is looking for their service, or someone who they can possibly outsource to make their lives easier, you know, and just being intentional. Facebook groups, people are asking questions, you know, someone who's out here and they really just need someone to get, just throw them a life jacket. Be that person and say, look, you know, let me PM you.
What you're talking about is giving before you get. Yeah. And so often when you're trying to help your sister out here in the entrepreneurial business mindset, being a giver of what you have does not hurt you. It actually helps you in the long run, because whoever you're giving to, you're sowing seed, And when the time comes, you don't know how that seed is going to manifest itself back to you through an opportunity, through a referral, through a, hey, you introduced me to this person and I remembered that. And so when I met this person, I totally thought of you and wanted you to be a part of this. And then that introduction leads to a contract, an opportunity to do something, be a part of something. The other way to help your sister out is to invite them somewhere. Invite them to the networking thing that you're going to, or the luncheon, or whatever it is. Because so often, especially new, like if you're within your first year, being able to go somewhere with someone gives you professional capital. Anytime, really, if you're new to an area, you've moved new, when you can go somewhere with somebody else, you have some professional capital. And there's somebody else who can make an introduction for you.
Exactly.
So being that person that's willing to do that, I think is a great way. Yeah, I think that's a great way. And that helps with overcoming the scarcity mindset. I believe that so often, especially women, and then drill that down to minority women, women of color, Black women, there is this mindset that if I'm the only one, then I want to like secure that spot.
Yeah.
Right? Like if it's a women's group and I'm like one of the only Black women, I gotta then remain being the only Black woman. So I'm not gonna befriend others or get too close to others because I want that status. Or if it's a mixed group, women and men, sometimes the women don't want to play nice in the sandbox or don't want to share. And I just think that is a scarcity mindset. Like we need to be helping each other out, as women, as women of color, and not being afraid to like even let the men help us out. Like,
right, exactly.
At the end of the day, business is something that you cannot do alone. You just can't.
Yeah.
You really just can't. And so being open to getting help from any source that is good and that aligns to your values and your mission, I'm like, do it. Be all about it. And, you know, as long as it's aligning to your strategy and what you're trying to do. And if you model that for other women, you'll be helping your sister out too.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many ways to be just more intentional and just seeing, you know, a way that you can be a resource to help someone out and make them feel empowered instead of feeling, you know, like, gosh, I really messed up. Like, man, what am I doing? You know, and you create, that's a business that really could have turned around and helped someone else out, but that is now crippled because you decided to use a polarizing way of marketing. So there's a way that we can flip that and reverse it so that person can now be empowered to go and help others with their business.
Right. So, well, you know, I talk about that in my book, those minimizers who get joy out of making other people feel small and also capitalize on it. It's a strategy.
Yeah, because it makes you feel like, well, I can't argue with her. She makes such and such and such. And, you know, we do that in a society. We allow people with money and power to do what they want, to not be accountable. And there's nothing wrong with it. You're not less than them just because they make X, Y, Z and you don't. You're not less of a person, less of a business person because they're at a certain level. Because if you make it to that level and that's the way you respond and act, that tells you a lot about that person.
And I just question if they're really at that level. Like,
right?
I guess
exactly.
I've seen enough, especially if you only have a social media interaction with these people.
Right.
Then I would question what you see as true.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
Because yes, you get to that millionaire level. And all your responses, I can't believe y'all doing this and this and that. Then you know, God will handle that within himself. You know, God has a way. God has a beautiful way of humbling people. So it's best to just have a heart of giving and doing what you can at your level. Like the word says, you know, do not fret small beginnings. Absolutely. So just because you're not there doesn't matter, because God will see what you're doing. He will see your heart and he will bless you.
Yes.
So, so if you're seeing, if you're that person who just feels like, gosh, I hate this, when you read those posts, whatever, or if you hear those comments, unfriend that person, unfollow them, mute them, whatever the word is, whatever, whichever platform. You do not have to allow that person or allow whoever to make you feel a certain way because you're not making six figures or $1 million.
Yep.
The first thing is to eliminate it. Yeah, and then be more intentional about seeing who you can help. I don't care where you are. There's always someone you can help.
Can help. That's right. That's right. Yes, and being a giver, I talk about it all the time. It's that my trademark, be that giver of awesomeness. Whatever you have that's a gift, that's a talent, give it freely. It'll come back to you.
Exactly. It definitely will. So that's how you can definitely help out your sisterpreneur. Instead of making her feel down, empower her.
Yes.
And it will come back to you. Empower her. And you never know, you may know the one person that can really help turn her whole business around. Mm-hmm. One simple phone call, giving her that one phone number, could change her life. And in fact, it will turn around and change yours. So we definitely hope that we've shown you ways that you can help a sister out, help our sisters, sisterpreneur out there. You see them all around you, either in cyberspace or you see them locally. You have friends and networks. Just be intentional in helping someone out and being that person that they can look to and say, you know what, thank you. You really helped me. You helped me take me from A to B. And so I appreciate that. All right. So we just thank you for listening. Yeah. So thank you all for joining us today. Just keep in mind, this is a pre-recorded episode. I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My Facebook group page is Digital Innovation Media Group. And I'm the only Sharique L. Richardson on LinkedIn. Where can we find you, Rashana?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness, and on LinkedIn and Twitter as Rashana Price.
Awesome. Well, we thank you all for listening with us, and we will chat with you next time.